ROL-464, not sure who's trying to break in, but I heard some bits and pieces about UHF versus HF, and Sean will be the first one to tell you, but, you know, UHF, obviously, it's shorter antenna, and power is helpful. It doesn't have the carry, obviously, that HF does. It doesn't play off the ionosphere like HF does. So it's power and it's antenna, and to Jack's point, both antenna and cable. So my base station up at the farm is a Wookson KG1000G GMRS hooked up to a power supply. And then I've got I think it's the same antenna Jack was just talking about, but I got up on the roof of the barn, and I can hit guys all over the place. The main thing here, though, is to understand how the network works and how the repeaters are connected. So, like right now, I live in Rochester, but I'm talking to you on the Saginaw repeater because I'm driving up north right now. Over.
WSFC 793. Yeah, I understand. I got a little confused the one day there a while back because somebody was on the Detroit repeater and I went up to Mount Clemens and the same guy's on the Mount, I think it was IUG. But I was like, wait a minute. And then I went down to some GMRS frequency and he was talking on that one too. You know, the conversation was going. But yeah, that's still a little bit of, I got to try to sort out. Yeah, I know HF and everything depends on the ionosphere and, you know, and stuff like that. And I also know that, you take a 4-watt radio on HF and you drop 100 watts, you only get about maybe a half an S unit or something. I got to go see what these dogs are barking about. Anyway, yeah, I am familiar with all that. WSFZ 793, I'll be back.
Good deal. WROL 464, standing by.